Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Always try to find a song that doesn't have anything to do with "Have a Great Friday, You." And then we go into something like Bertie Higgins.
This has got the tropical vibes.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We had it all. Bernie McCall. Dana Wright, you get the honorary first grievance of every week.
I do have a grievance, and that is that we are thrilled to welcome 49 Winchester to town. They are performing tonight and tomorrow night out at Knuckleheads. The show is sold out.
Both of them.
We invited them to come on this very fine program so I could hear them sing Annabelle live, and we did not hear back from their manager, if you can even call yourself that.
We did hear back today.
Oh.
They politely declined.
Ah!
Read it!
That's even worse!
Can I read it?
How? I guess we want to keep playing Knuckleheads for the rest of our lives. Not that there's anything wrong with Knuckleheads, but maybe someday you'd like to graduate to the T-Mobile Center. I don't know.
I email blasted four different people in their camp yesterday.
Okay.
So one of them responded.
Okay.
Thanks for all the love. I have CC'd this person, the band's day-to-day manager, on this thread, mm-hmm. in case they can make something happen last minute. Mm-hmm. I'm unsure of their travel schedule today. In any event, we appreciate the support. The day-to-day manager said, thank you for reaching out and for your support. Smiley face. Sure. Aww. The guys have a full afternoon, unfortunately, but hopefully
they
next
do.
Time we're in town, we can make something happen.
And they're doing a sound check right now, and I'm so happy for you if you get to go tonight because it was sold out, and then we mentioned it on the show a few days ago, and then Saturday night sold out. But Sam, I will see you tomorrow night.
I'll be there.
That's weird because, let's see, Post-Sex Nachos, Michael Franti, Hanson.
The Hanson brothers. Do not forget Hanson.
A number of others, I can't remember exactly how many, were able to make it into the studio in the early 2 o'clock hour of the show on days when they performed as well.
Well, maybe they had more advanced notice.
Yes, my grievance is with the management company, not 49 Winchester, because I adore them.
We knew that Hanson was performing that night when they walked into the studio.
I know. It happens. That's
I didn't
grievance.
Even know they were playing.
We're moving on. I love them. I don't want to besmirch them. I love them.
Well, I'm going to besmirch
them.
I
cannot wait for tomorrow night, Sam.
A humbling moment.
telephone number if you want to be in. We do have some open lines, so get in. For Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. We have three open lines, so grab them now. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. And please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, come on, people, or Dana starts reading the Old Testament. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Let's go to Tristan in North Kansas City. Hello, Tristan.
Hi, how are you all doing on this fine day?
We are doing well. Thank you for asking.
All right, Scott, we got to get out of the way. My grievance is with you. Yesterday, you were talking about contacts and phones and how you had some people in your phone that were just first name, and they were people that you knew in the clique. And while I understand why you didn't want to give out any of their real names, and I applaud you for that, you decided to choose a random name just out of nowhere, and out of all the Joe, Sam, Scott, you chose Tristan, and then proceeded to give me every addiction from Adderall to meth to alcoholism.
Hey, take your mouth a little bit away from the speaker.
You are slightly overmodulated, Tristan, but that is a very valid and slightly funny grievance.
I apologize for the mic, new Bluetooth setup, but yeah, Scott, I thought we were friends.
Well, I'm just so proud of your sobriety, Tristan, and that you were able to get off the meth.
I am trying, even though I was on it.
All right, buddy. Do appreciate the call. Get that Bluetooth fixed quickly. 913-586-7798. Jacob in Platte City. Hello.
Well, hi, Scott.
Hi.
My grievance on this fine Friday is with those folks who think Velveeta mac and cheese is not real mac and cheese. Velveeta mac and cheese is fantastic. And I'm particularly directing this towards Mike in Topeka, who wants to remove me from the admin team of the fan page because of it.
Hmm. You know Velveeta never leaves your system, right?
Ever? Well, it's like gum back in the 70s?
I mean, I do worse things on a daily basis. Okay. I want to enjoy my mac and cheese.
Okay. Go ahead. But it stays in your system and clogs your arteries.
Well, so does the dust I breathe every day, okay. But that tastes worse.
Jacob, you do you, buddy, and have a great weekend. Sherilyn in Blue Springs. Hello, Sherilyn.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. So I have a grievance with Kia. Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell them about Kia, but so I bought my car in 2020. Well, actually, I bought it in 2021, and it was a 2020 car, and it might be acting up again. I just got a new engine yesterday after 4 or 5 leaving my car at Kia for a year and a half total, and then the last 2 months it was there while they supposedly fought with the extended warranty people about my car. Well, I got a new engine yesterday, and I'm hoping it's going to last because it supposedly only has a 1 year or 24,000 mile warranty on it. But now that engine, just when I was talking to you and I'm at a stoplight, it decided to die. So if it keeps dying, it's going right back to Kia because I have had very good.
Yeah. I know your pain. I know it very well. I spent all morning this morning dealing with Kia because I gave my Kia to my daughter. And as soon as I did that, and it was just under 100,000, thank God Almighty, it started having issues. And I got a call from Kia today. They are putting in a new engine into her car next week.
So glad for you.
But all I can do is pray that these issues don't happen anymore. Her car has been in the shop at the dealership more than she's had it over the last 2 months. It was the I don't know what years it was. Definitely the 2019. That's what I have, or she has. The 2020, there was an engine recall, and whatever it is, right around 100 grand on the odometer, it just starts going poop.
Bye-bye.
Hers is a 2020.
Whose?
The
yeah, sure. Lady. Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Maya's is a 2019. It's in that those years where, for whatever reason, whatever they did, it did not work. We have two open lines. Grab one now, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Are these the guys that rejected us?
No.
49 Winchester? Deeply hurt.
Yeah, we traveled quite the distance to
not hang out with you today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 913-586-7798. We do have an open line if you want it. Denise in Overland Park. Hello. Welcome to Festivus Friday.
Thank you. Hi, guys. So everybody knows righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, correct?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, then how come if you're looking underneath the sink at the plumbing and you're looking at it, it's not righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. It's the opposite. It's like lefty-tighty, righty-loosey.
Huh?
I know Dana appreciates this. It's true. I spent forever trying to do the righty-tighty, only to find out it was the opposite.
Maybe yours was installed incorrectly. Is that possible?
Like upside down?
It was a left-handed builder. I don't know.
It might have been because we had a shower once, Denise, where the hot was the cold and the cold was the hot. It was just exactly opposite because whoever put it in was either upside down or left-handed or something. I don't even know. We just got used to it, but it's sort of a pain.
It is. I mean, I was like getting every wrench in my house trying to loosen this, and then I realized it went the other way.
Now, were you looking at it from the top, or were you on the ground looking up at it?
I'm sitting on the bathroom floor looking straight at it.
I don't know.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's a problem.
Anyway, that's my grievance. Thank you.
Okay. From the text line, my grievance is with the state of Missouri for allowing Wisconsin to beat us so badly at drinking. Come on, people, we can do better.
Wow.
That is from 1278. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So my grievance is with a certain individual who thinks Velveeta cheese is acceptable on pasta. That is an affront to Sicilians, and it is pasta blasphemy. And I'm going to have you over one of these days to make you some real mac and cheese, and then you'll change your ways.
Velveeta, I can let it slide, Mike, thank you, for nachos. You know, throw some Rotel in there, we're fine. Anything beyond that is blasphemy.
It says cheese product on the label.
Yeah, like the juice that I drink is real juice.
Right, contains 0% juice, yep.
So.
That's Sunny D. You watch your mouth.
I drink mango juice. Sure you do, Scott. 913-586-7798. Jacob in Lansing. Hello, Jacob.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Happy Friday. Love the show.
Thank you.
To chime in a little bit on Denise, I'm a contractor. It is confusing if you're not looking at it. Sam was pretty much on it. If you're not looking straight up on it or straight up down it, it's going to be reversed depending on how you look at it. But I promise, it's still righty, tighty, lefty, loosey. Anyhow, mine is a gratitude. I've had a string of pretty crappy jobs over the years, and I just got hired on at a new company out here in Lansing, and I'm loving it. The company's great. The owner's great. All the people are great, and it's given me a new lease on something I thought I was totally burnt out on. So
good.
I'm really stoked about that.
Good for you, buddy.
Good for you. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Well, I appreciate it. You guys have a great Friday.
You do the same. Have a great weekend, bud. Samuel in Archie, Missouri. Samuel, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Awesome. I got a grievance. I'm a trash man, and I have a hard time dealing with customers that like to come out and blame us for their billing or picking up extras. I've had customers come out and pull a gun on me.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Yeah. They were sitting there. They pulled the gun out. I'm like, okay, go ahead. Take their extra trash. Just have a good day, sir.
Oh, wow.
And then you have to drive back by that house the next week.
Oh, yeah. Well, the next week we had cops with us, so that helped.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
As you should.
Everyone knows trash goes through HOA or the city. It's not you guys.
Oh, I know. And one of my other coworkers, they had someone wrap a dog was getting into their trash, and they wrapped an electrical fence around their cart and had power running to it.
Oh, my gosh. You got zapped?
No, I didn't. One of my coworkers, he noticed it before he grabbed the cart. But that's my grievance. Just customers just being mean.
Well, be safe out there, man.
Always. You guys do the same.
All right, be well. My grievance from the text line is with people who think mac and cheese is Italian food.
That's a great comeback.
Morgan in Belton. Hello, Morgan.
I just want to start off letting you guys know that you guys make my day every day on the way home. I work at DMV, and listening to you guys always puts a smile on my face.
Thank you. You're very kind to say that.
Morgan,
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. On to my grievance. I work again at the DMV, and with this real ID deadline that's coming up in a couple of weeks, people that come in and accuse us and blame us for not getting things done, for not having what they need, things like that, it is on the Missouri's website. For those who are on the Missouri side, it is on the website. You can Google it.
Morgan, wait. We talked about this yesterday, that there's so many people out there that don't know this deadline is coming up in May. How much busier have you guys been?
Our normal wait time's half an hour tops. We've had two and a half hours this last week.
Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And remember, Morgan, that's your fault.
Right.
It's always our fault, right?
I personally, Morgan, think there needed to be a more robust education campaign in the last 2 months. So we didn't have this rush at the very end when people went, wait, what?
Well, but the news stories, I'm not contradicting you, but the news stories have been around for weeks.
20 years.
Well, yeah, 20 years, but, most recently, the news has been reporting, hey, you've got to get a real ID by May 7th or you're screwed. I mean, this wasn't a secret. The DMV was not trying to hide something from you. Mary in Excelsior Springs. Mary, hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
I'm an old listener, old in age and old in listening to you. My complaint is with people that move into a nice neighborhood and they don't take care of their yards.
Hmm.
We have three widow ladies. They have their yard service, and I know it's a pain to pay for it, but they take care of their yards, and yet two single people that live across the street and beside me do not take care of their yards.
Oh, that would drive me crazy, Mary.
Well, it does, because I'm paying for yard service, and I have to have them come back two and three times. Thank you.
Okay. Very succinct and to the point.
Yeah, good.
Pat in Odessa, real quick. Hello, Pat.
Yeah, you're talking about the Kias. The Kias and the Santa Fe's have an engine problem because the gas delivery part is failed. It's been failing since 2012. They told us it was okay for oil to use a quart of oil every 1,000 miles. And if you ask the people, the mechanics, they'll say that's pretty common.
Well, that's great. I can't wait.
Doesn't help Scott out, but that's great.
Teach her how to put oil in.
I think I'm just going to take the Kia back and give her the car I just bought. 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798. If you want to get in on Festivus Friday, it is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. All right, let's get to it. More grievances, please. Steve in Independence. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well.
Friday and happy Easter to all of you.
Well, thank you. Go ahead, buddy.
My grievance is what I heard on the radio today, that on these tax assessments, that basically the 2023, is they spent the money, it was against state law, and they are saying now, Frank White is saying, too bad. So they're going to adjust it back to 15%, but what about all the money that we've paid and we lost?
Gone.
It's a great question, Steve, and you have every right to be angry.
Yeah, they ought to be crooks. I mean, that's like a bank robbery.
That money is gone, Steve.
Yep, I know, but they should never have collected it in the first place. So, but anyway, that's my grievance.
Okay, friend. 913-586-7798. Greg in Columbia. Greg, hello.
Well, I'm a little out of school. I have a gratitude, and all I can say is hallelujah, my person now has a name. Welcome to the family, Johnny boy.
Greg, that is very sweet, because I got tired of people coming up to him in public and going, are you MP? He's like, I have a name.
He does have a name.
He does.
Sam and I have been arguing for the reveal for a long time.
Yeah, MP, it was killing me. It was killing me.
913-586-7798. Bud in Liberty. Hello, Bud.
Hey, Scott.
Hi.
My grievance is, you know, it's pothole season, so the construction crews are out, and they're filling these things, and they've got speed limit signs. It says 45 miles an hour. So I'm doing speed limit. And people are passing me. I have a couple of people that flipped me off.
Oh,
and the
no!
second person was a woman on her cell phone. So, my God, what's this all about?
Wait a minute. So she's using one hand to hold the cell phone, one hand to give you the bird. What's holding onto the steering wheel?
I have no idea. I guess her thighs. I mean, that just really makes me mad. I follow the speed limit, and here they come. I think they ought to put a police officer right there, a couple of motorcycles, and they could make a heck of a quota right there.
Bud, we got you, man. Have a great weekend.
How was she driving?
It's a mystery to everyone. Kaylin in Grandview. Hello, Kaylin.
Hey, I have a grievance and a gratitude, if I may.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, my grievance is I am going through a breakup, so pretty sucks. Gratitude out of that, though, is I've taken it upon myself to start drawing for 100 days straight.
Good for you!
Drawing?
Yeah, I'm on day 4, and I've gotten really good. I've noticed, like, all the progress, and I'm trying different styles, and it's been really therapeutic and kind of getting my mind off of things.
Have you had that talent before, and you're just now working on it some more?
No, I just started it, and it's a risk, I guess. It's just out of the blue, but it's really nice.
You said you're going through a breakup. Normally, when people are breaking up, they just break up.
Yeah, we just broke up, I guess. So
okay.
I guess going through it as in just like a mental thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
But I'm glad you're drawing, Kaylin. Anything, and I've always said this, because when I did the paint by number, it forces you to focus in.
Mm-hmm. It's very calming.
Very calming. So good for you. Keep at it.
Ashley in Bonner Springs. Ashley, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
So my grievance is something of my own doing. Not too long ago, you guys were saying something. You guys are always saying something funny that has me busting at the seams. And I have a horrendous laugh that lots of people say they like, but me personally, the person who has to wear it, I do not. And so it's loud and obnoxious, and you guys said something right before you put me on the air, and all I heard the first time I got on there was my laugh.
Would you care to give us a demonstration of said laugh?
Because Ashley, I have the same laugh, and when people make fun of me or is like, I hate your laugh, I'm like, it's my mother's. I'm sorry that you hate my mother.
So that's this way. Instead of me embarrassing myself, it's very strongly similar to yours, Dana.
It's similar to mine. Well, then, girl, you embrace that laugh.
I do my best to, but I try to also stifle it. I've been kicked out of movie theaters and all types of stuff.
Don't you keep that in like a fart, Ashley? You let her rip.
Yeah, you let that out.
Well, I will. I will definitely start doing it more, but that's definitely something I wasn't expecting.
She's stifling. You're stifling, Ashley. I can tell. You're stifling it.
Stop holding back.
I try.
It's better.
Okay. Be well.
By myself, I can let it be.
Oh, okay.
You guys do as well. Have a great night.
We can. Adam in Grain Valley. Adam, hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hey, I'm going back to one of the previous callers about the property tax. What will it take to recall Frank White and get him out of office?
A recall petition?
A recall petition, yeah.
I mean, but how hard is that to pass? I mean, it seems like it should have went around a long time ago.
I don't live in Jackson County.
And my taxes went way up.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. I can only tell you this regarding your grievance. Somebody like you is going to have to step forward and research how many signatures you have to have. I would, if I were you, I would go way over it. I do think Frank White should be either recalled or resigned. He's a great baseball. He's a great baseball player. I've met him a handful of times, and he's been nothing but a gentleman. But it's time to go. But anyway, to answer your question real quick, and then we'll get some more grievances here. It's going to take somebody like you or someone else to do the research on how many valid registered signatures you would have to get, and then I would go way over that because some of them are going to be ruled invalid, and then get it on the next ballot. It's that simple.
All right. Thank you.
And that difficult.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'll have a bullseye on my back then, so okay.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, be good. Otto in, I don't have my glasses on, Otto on line 4.
WICO.
Wyandotte County.
Hi, yeah. Wyandotte County, how you doing?
We're doing
good.
Well.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Man, I wish I could hear myself on the radio, but I don't want to turn it on.
Yeah, no, you'll get yelled at for doing that.
But anyway, I live in a decent neighborhood over here, and I've been neighbors for, since the 90s with a couple of them on each side of me, and I had trees hanging over their property, so I had all my trees taken out, you know, so they wouldn't be bothering them.
That's expensive.
I know it. And I have one lady on the right, her oak tree's hanging over my garage, and I've talked to her several times. And the neighbor on the other side has got a big rotten elm tree hanging over my privacy fence, over my electricity that goes to my house and hers. And I've talked to her about going in on it, but I had no results, and I shouldn't have to pay to trim the neighbor's trees.
Nope, but you know it's your right if it's overhanging your fence onto your property. You have the right to trim that.
Yes.
Okay.
I understand that. Yeah. But if I cut them down and it costs me money, can I put them back in their yards?
I would think so.
Can I?
Well,
or am I going to be the bad neighbor?
Well, I think whatever you cut from their tree, you should probably have disposed of yourself.
But that just doesn't seem right to me, man.
I understand.
I mean, it's their tree. I would pay for it to be cut off my side, but just throw it in their yard.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Otto, I'm going to give you a little bit of advice here real quick. And when I'm done giving you this advice, I want you to say something. You're like, yeah, I hear you, Scott. Thanks for the tip. I know you want to hear yourself on the radio.
And, oh, yeah.
And you will. As soon as I say thanks for the call or have a good weekend or whatever, hang up your phone. And the reason we can't have you turn up your radio is it will give us feedback on our end, and it's extremely annoying.
But you'll get 8 seconds after you hang up. We should let him say the last part.
Oh, okay. Here's what we'll do, Otto. Can you remember 7 easy digits?
Oh.
Can't? Yes, yeah. Or no?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Say, it's Festivus Friday, 586-7798, and then hang up the phone and turn your radio up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, man. I'm all nervous now.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
You got it.
We've seen the ratings. It's just the two of us and you. Go ahead.
Okay. Happy Easter Friday and Festivus Friday. 586-7796.
Okay, now Otto, hang up. Now somebody's gonna get crank called. You gave out the wrong number, buddy.
I want to be on the radio. They said it will be easy. They said
a monkey can do it. They said 913-586-7796. No,
he did great.
586-7798. Let's go to. Oh, Bud's already been on. Trish. In Kansas City. Hello, Trish.
Hello.
Hi there.
My grievance is I don't know how to compute my next tax assessment increase. It's supposed to be limited to 15%. Mm-hmm. Is that 15% of the 200% increase I got the last time around?
I don't know.
Yes.
That's what I'm afraid of.
So your current valuation... The next one can be capped at 15% greater of the current. So, yes, then if you were hit with 200% yeah. last time.
Yeah. Do the math, Dana.
Oh, no, don't do it on a Friday,
Trish. No. I can't, but I am sorry.
Thanks.
What a night. I mean, it really has been a nightmare. And there were stories going around all over the place today. And I didn't want to get into it. I didn't think you wanted to get into it about... It's been capped at 15%, and then what does that mean for people who's,
right.
like Trish, went up 200% last year? Does that mean that, you know, it's now at that valuation where it's capped at 15%? I think, Sam, you're right. The answer is yes.
And good on Frank White for finally, you know, at least being honest about the whole situation and saying, you're not getting your money back. It's not what people wanted to hear, but...
Because it's wrong.
Said something
it's
this time.
Theft.
That is, yep.
913-586-7798. We do have 2 open lines. If you want to grab them, 913-586-7798 here on Festivus Friday. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today. Q39KC.com. Let us go to who's waited the longest. It looks like you are, Kelly, in Olathe. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I have a grievance today. I buy fresh asparagus about 5 weeks out of every year because that's the growing season. And I buy it from this little farm outside of Lawrence. And, I mean, it is so yummy. So there were 2 or 3 older couples ahead of me. And turns out the one lady that was getting ready to pay used to teach the lady's kids that was in front of me. So, of course, they had a mini reunion and they were talking about what the kids were up to. And I was like, can we pay? And then the first lady that was getting ready to pay started writing a check. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, you guys, there's like 3 people behind you. And can't we just do the reunion like after everybody pays so I can get my asparagus and get out of here?
Wait, so Kelly, did you say hi to Scott while you were in line?
See, that's not fair.
What?
I write checks, not at the grocery store, though.
Oh, well, I did. Honestly, I thought of you, and I thought about Grievance Friday, Festivus Friday, and I thought, there's no way in the world I'm ever going to get on the radio. And so when Scott was like, oh, there's two places in line or whatever, and I was like, eh, might as well try it. And next thing I know, Sam's like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, holy crap, I feel like that last guy that was on. Like, oh, I want to listen to myself.
Well, as soon as we hang up with you, you can just turn your radio back up. Would you like to give the phone number?
Yes, I would.
Okay, go ahead.
Everyone, it's 913-586-7798.
All right, hang up your phone. You can hear yourself on the radio right now. You got 8 seconds. Thank you.
We created a monster here.
John in Overland Park. John, hello.
Hey, guys. Love the show. And Dana, you are on my bucket list to play golf with you one day.
Oh, thank you for adding.
That bucket list is closed.
Oh, really? All right. Well, my grievance is sort of like the young lady in front of me with the asparagus. Is something drive through at one of your favorite restaurants, and the person in front of you has a list as long as the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yep.
It's
yep.
Like, come on. Yep. Come on, just go inside. Help out the people in the back of you.
That's what the app is for, John. You are absolutely right.
It's like, I hate that. Anyway, that's it.
Okay, partner. Be well. Mark in Kansas City. Mark, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? Go ahead.
Hey, I got agreements with all these young children that think they can hold college universities hostage for playing football. That kid that was down there in Tennessee, John told him to take a hike. He wanted, they gave him some money, and then he wanted $4 million. And now I believe he went to UCLA, and I don't know what he's going to get out there, but I'm getting sick of that. There's no reason for that at all.
No, there are two things that are going to kill college sports. One is the NIL, if they don't put a cap on it. They have to put a cap on it for every university. The other is the portal. The portal is really going to kill college basketball.
Now, Mark, the Tennessee quarterback's name is Iamaleava, but if you just look at it, it says Iamaleava, and he did.
Yeah, I can't even pronounce it. I didn't even want to try.
Wow.
All right, friend, have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. Andrew in Lawrence, you are next. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Been a long-time listener since 2011.
Wow.
I don't have a grievance, but I got a gratitude to my amazing, lovely wife, who is going to be single-handedly running the show at home after she just started a brand-new job, while I am going to be down in Texas at a military training school for the next 4 months.
Wow.
Mm. Well, thank you for your service. And
thank you,
military.
Thank your dad for his service as well.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. Military spouses also serve, and there's no doubt about that in my mind. We got to run. I hope everybody has a great weekend. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright.
Have a wonderful vacation.
Thank you. I'll be back before you know it. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we will be back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.